They were great. Let's give them a hand again. Woo. Well, I told you, the best for last. The best for last. Now we're going to get a bluegrass again. Bluegrass blues. Whitney Mackey from Sierra. Say it again. Whitey. Whitey.
One in the sound system, Mr. Hank back there working for Everyman Sound. How about a little applause for Hank? All day, every day. And he is a friend of mine. We're from down around Gainesville. I'm from Citra. That's a pretty famous place. There's one guy in Citra that is pretty famous. He invented the atomic fly rod for nuclear fission. Just thought I'd start it off with that. And keep listening. There's a bunch more equally as bad. Will McLean was a friend of ours and gave me the impetus to keep writing songs and about Florida. And he had to be the premier songwriter, I say poet laureate, of the state of Florida. And he just was a great friend of ours. He died in 91, and we always liked to do his music because he always would sit right out there and cheer for us. Does he have a voice mic?
One.
Nice guy.
Thank you.
It's called Wild Hog and Gulf Hammock. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, dark so brown and yellow sand. It was on a lonesome evening, pretty near the setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. Slobber running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful. Chill me to my very maw, hog maw. Gets to thinking, and those shivers coast my spine. I walks out to that moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock. I don't wish on any man. My blood nose is hurtful tushes, dark so brown and yellow sand. Dark's a brown and yellow sand. Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Will just kept patting me on the butt and saying, "Whitey, you know, you gotta just keep writing songs and keep blowing your own horn too." That's the way he put it. About halfway through the songwriting thing, my mama gave me the impetus to write the next song, and it's about people from other places who come to Florida and don't understand what it's all about down here. It's called East Florida Blues. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. First it was the Timaquan, the Creek and Seminoles. And along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history. And along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. All right, Dave. If you're gonna come here, you've gotta know the terms. We ain't all that stupid and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. They say when you're in Rome, you ought to do as the Romans. The same goes here in Florida, every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida blues. Got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida blues. I got them bad. Thank you, and thank my mama for giving me the, I mean, she just kept nagging on that same theory. It's kind of like the Irish-English thing, you know, this attitude. But we are here, you know, we're here and we're from here, so we're quite proud of our heritage, to tell you the truth, regardless of what outsiders may think. All right, here's a Peter Wernick tune, I'm pretty sure. It's a banjo specialty, and it's kind of jazzy, it's kind of cute. It's called Pow Wow the Indian Boy. Michael Godwin on my left, featuring on the banjo. Thank you.
Michael Godwin. Believe it or not, that's his daddy over there on that stand-up bass, my right and your left, the guy with the white hair. That's Walter Godwin. Walter's turned white, mine turned loose. That's the way it goes. All right, yeah, here, this next one here now. I've sold out a cookbook, so you can't buy the recipe book. I didn't buy enough. The dog came down with a brain tumor, and I didn't have the money. But I think I'll get back home, okay, folks. Any rate, I do have a recipe book, and you'll be coming again, I'm sure, to the Florida Folk Festival, won't you? This is something else here, and I'll tell you something. This thing here is out of the ordinary. The Folklife Bureau is one of those out-of-the-ordinary things your state government does for you. And without people like Jim Smith and Armin Loomis and the people here at the Folklife Bureau, we just wouldn't have this Florida Folk Festival. And we have got a humdinger this weekend, don't we? In the book, several recipes. One is the notorious Daddle pepper sauce. Anybody out there single looking for a mate? No. Buy the recipe book. You will be married within, I'd say, a week after you buy the book. It's the truth. Anyway, in the book is the Daddle pepper sauce, which, as you know, we all know Daddle peppers. How many of you people were at the songwriter's workshop yesterday afternoon? And I handed out a Daddle pepper. I forgot to tell you why I handed it out. I was going to get all through with the whole thing and then say, don't rub your eyes. I don't know who ended up with that Daddle pepper, but woo-hoo. I'm glad I wasn't around them about a half hour later. Anyway, I wrote this next song about food and love. Regionalized this part of Florida food and love. Me and Hank Williams are one of the very few people that have combined these two subjects, food and love. This one's called What You Cookin'. Are those Vidalia onions in those whippoorwill peas? Is that a Daddle pepper in the soup that I see? Did you cook a little mullet, you sweet little thing? I just can't wait for your dinner bell to ring, 'cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Did you cut some curly mustards, clean them for me? Cook them up in that fat bag just as tender as can be. Break out that new cane syrup, pour it on my greens. Baby, don't you know food like this is fit for a king? 'Cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back to spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby? Your grits and cornbread really turn me on. Your pancakes and your marmalade are the best I've ever known. I've never seen a butter bean that tastes as good as yours. If a Frenchman was to eat one, he'd be hollering, bone sure it's got a rhyme. You know, I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back, spend more time with you, yeah. I know you know the things that you do. Keep me coming back, spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby? What you cooking? Come on now.
Thank you very much. You know, I was down at, did I tell you Island Grove? Yeah, I think I said that, didn't I? I was at the little store down there. Island Grove has a unique traffic pattern. There's three streets coming together instead of two or one. And there's a little store, Neil's store. I was in the store the other day, and a guy pulled up outside and said, "Hey, can I get Marita bread in there?" And the guy said, "Yeah, bring her on in." We still have a First Amendment. There's more, folks. Isn't that great? I was in Dunellen a couple of months ago. A guy walked in a bar with a pair of jumper cables. Walks up to the bartender and says, "Can I get a beer?" He said, "Yeah, just don't start nothing." Any cloggers out there? Oh, you again. I'm not going to say what I was going to say because you heard it yesterday. This is my protest song. I wrote this song called The Cracker Stomp because if you take clogging lessons, you can blow it. You can give them your money and still not learn how to do it right. It's like line dancing. So all you get is dirty looks. But I wrote this one in protest. It's called The Cracker Stomp. And there's no wrong way to do it. How about that? And I don't charge for this either. But you just lift one of your 2 feet, either one, but not both. Unless you're sitting down, then you can lift both of them. And drop it back to the ground, and you've done the basic step, the cracker stomp. Just another old cracker boy born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy. It's called The Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and romp. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the cracker stomp. Hey, hey, the cracker stomp. Swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. Out the cracker stone. There's one thing you see about my little song. It has no rhythm or rhyme. You might do it short, you can do it long, cause you do it different every time. The same thing applies to the muddy old feet when they start to dancing along. There ain't no right way to do my song. You sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the cracker stomp. From down the swamp. My feet start jumping and it comes out the cracker stomp. Out the cracker stomp. I said my feet start jumping and it comes out the cracker stone. My feet start jumping and it comes out the cracker stone. All right, that's original there. And that's what this festival is all about, too, is, and I've seen it, I guess, 15 years now, maybe a few more, I'm not sure. But what you see is an evolution of this music coming out of the people that learn from each other at these festivals. That's what festivals are all about. So thank God for, once again, people like Secretary of State Jim Smith and the people that put the money together to do this for us, the citizens. I will be running for State Senate District 5 again. Now you remember me, huh? Really, I'm going to borrow $2,100 next time. No more write-in for Whitey Markle. All right, here's one I wrote about Gainesville. Gainesville is a university town, which, you know, that's kind of a unique urban demography, if you think about it. And there's a definite hierarchy over there. And this old boy that I wrote the song about drove a garbage truck and all week, and but he loved football. So he went out to the stadium, and he paid $20-some, I think, for the ticket to get in and see Auburn play Florida. Well, let me just sing this song for you. It deals with the bourgeois class. Football blue. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. I worked hard every day, thought I paid my dues. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. Well, I took me some whiskey and I hid it down in my shoe, like we used to do. I took me some whiskey and I hid it down in my shoe. When I got out to that stadium, I noticed everything was new. Me a cold drink and a big old orange hat. I got me a cold drink and a big old orange hat. When I looked up in them boxes where them bourgeois people sat, they were drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. Drinking them cocktails, enjoying that big AC. When I looked up in them boxes, they was looking down on me. All right, Michael. Lager. Well, I took out that whiskey and I poured it in my coke. I took out that whiskey and I poured it in my coke. Well, I decided to catch a buzz, cause that ball game was a joke. Well, along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Along come a police with a big old stick in his hand. Well, they grabbed me by the collar and escorted me right out of those stands. No money back. I worked hard every day. I thought I paid my due. Worked hard every day. Thought I paid my due. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. Till I went out to that stadium and got these football blues. That did it. Show the ball. I think they're telling me my time is up. Well, how about that? Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That is really great. That's just, we have another group coming up now. Thank you very much. Give them a hand again, please. It was so nice. Very nice. You know, I told you, I keep on telling you the best for last. We have in another bluegrass, the Big Ben Ramblers. And Mr. Scott from Tallahassee is heading that group. So, are you ready, guys?
We're ready.
Okay, here. The stage is all yours. Give them a hand, please.
Test, test. We're hot here.
Test. All right.
Shortest song we do.
Out in the cold world and far away from home, some mother's boy is wandering all alone with no one to guide him or keep his footsteps right. Some mother's boy is homeless tonight. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home place awaiting him there. Empty is the cradle he used to love so well. Oh, how I miss him, no one can tell. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home place awaiting him there. Tears are never shed. Oh, in that land of sunshine, away from toil and care. When life is over, I'll meet you up there. Oh, bring back to me my wandering boy, for there is no other left to give me joy. Tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home place awaiting him there. Oh, tell him his mother with faded cheeks and hair is at the old home place awaiting him there.
Thank you. All right, we're going to get Roy to do a tune here. We did this last night, and everybody seemed to like it.
First on, what was I supposed to
do? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got the wrong tune here. We'll do this next here. All right. This is one that Cindy's going to sing, and it's a real pretty song. It's a country song called What Was I Supposed to Do?
Set the flame of love on fire. No other love could take the place of you. And then you left me all alone, so lonesome and so blue. So I found someone to take your place. What was I supposed to do? Was I to walk the floor and worry over endless days to come, cry and plead down on my knees for you? I couldn't stand to be alone. You left me nothing else to choose, so I found someone to take your place. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah, now we'll get back to the right spot here. This is the tune I thought we were going to do a while ago.
I'd have done it, Gordy, but just the way it goes.
Anyway, this is the tune that it's a fingerstyle song that was written by Merle Travis, a great guitar player from Kentucky. Started a whole style of guitar playing with the fingerstyle and everything. And Roy's going to do this in here called the 9-pound hammer.
A little too heavy, honey, for my size. Good Lord, now for my size. Say, roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Put your load of coal.
Put your load of coal.
How can I roll?
How can I roll
when the wheels won't go? Mountain ring like mine. Ring like silver.
Ring like silver.
Shine like gold.
Shine like gold.
Ring like silver.
Ring like
Lord,
silver.
Lord, shine like gold. Just to get a little brew. Say, roll on, buddy.
Roll on, buddy.
Don't you roll so slow.
Don't roll so slow.
Well, how can I roll?
How can
good
I
Lord, when the wheels won't go.
That's Roy West on the vocals and the fingerstyle guitar there. All right, we're going to dedicate this next one to Jackie Pardue because she's a big fan of ours, and here she is right on the front row, smiling, making us feel good. So here's one that Cindy's going to play. This is a tune she brought to us from Texas called the Texas Barbecue. Cindy Brophy on the fiddle. This is a real pretty tune that Dolly Parton did, wrote a long time ago when she was just a young woman getting started off in country music. Tells a true story called Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a rag someone gave us, and how my mama put those rags to use. There were rags of many colors, and every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewed every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. On my breeches and holes in both my shoes, my coat of many colors, well, I hurried off to school just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. My coat of many colors my mama made for me. Well, I did not understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told him of the love my mama sewed in every stitch. I told him of the stories mama told me while she sewed. She made my coat of many colors. It was worth more than all their gold. Well, they did not understand it, though I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, just for me.
Great job, Cindy.
Just cut old Nick loose, what do you say?
We're going to turn Nick loose on the banjo now. He's just like a wild animal. When you cut him loose, he just takes off. He's going to play one of my favorite old bluegrass standard classic Earl Scruggs tunes called The Shuckin' That Corn.
Simmer down, boy. Simmer down. Simmer down.
Nick Leslie on the five-string banjo. Sounds like a roll on that, Nick. We got a Jimmy Rogers tune for you. This is an old tune, goes back to the early 1920s. One calls the East Texas Blues. Well, the way I've been treated, sometimes I wish it was dead. Lord, Lord. Yes, the way I've been treated, sometimes I wish I was dead. I ain't got no place to lay my weary head. When I want you, woman, I always find you gone. When I want you, woman, I always find you gone. Well, I tell you good, mama, gonna put your air brakes on. Well, some like Chicago, some like Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, some like Chicago, some like old Memphis, Tennessee. Give me sweet Tallahassee, where the women make a fool out of me.
Yes, Lord.
I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had.
Lord, Lord.
I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had. You know the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. Yeah, when a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. And when a man gets the blues, he grabs him a train and rides. I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had. I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had. Yeah, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Some like Chicago, some like Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, some like Chicago, some like old Memphis, Tennessee. Give me White Springs, Florida, where the women make a fool out of me. Yodelay, 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 yodelay. Thank you. Thank you. Here's another Western kind of a song here.
One that's going to stay Cindy's. Dry out there or not? What do you think? Huh? Going to stay dry out there or not? What do you think?
It's not going to rain for a while anyway, until we get done.
I figured you'd know.
Here's one Cindy sings called the Montana Cowgirl.
To those hills where I belong. But it won't be long. See you
and sweet, my sunny smile. So howling, you old coyote, sing your sad and lonesome song. You're calling me back to old Montana, back to those hills where I belong. Those hills where I belong. Yo, lay, yo, lay, yo, lay.
Oh, yeah.
We're yodeling up a storm today here. It's one yodel after another. We're going to do a whole tune of yodels, just nothing but yodeling all the way through one of these days. All right, so we got a Larry Sparks tune here, a real pretty song from up in Kentucky called Smoky Mountain Memories.
Smoky Mountain Memories of my home in Tennessee. Yesterday keeps calling me home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me and my Smoky Mountain memories. An old gray man with a dog asleep at his feet plays a worn-out fiddle full of memories. He smiles with his eyes and the lines on his face tell me as much as the songs he plays. Pretty girl in Tennessee, I was such a fool to leave her all alone. I think about her in my dreams, I wonder if she thinks of me. I always hold her close to me in my Smoky Mountain memory. Play some mountain melodies. I've been down a lonely road, so far from home. Nothing left to hold on to. I made some plans, but they fell through. Now there's nothing left for me but my Smoky Mountain memories. Talking about my Smoky Mountain memories of my home in Tennessee. Yesterday keeps calling me home. Mountains rising in my soul, higher than the dreams I've known. Misty-eyed, they cling to me in my Smoky Mountain memories.
Thank you. I wish I'd have written that. That's some good words in that song. All right, our time is up here. We want to make room for the next group because we got a whole lot more talent coming up here this afternoon. It's been a great festival, and really, tell you the truth, we love playing everywhere around here, but there's something about this old stage here we like a lot. I don't know what it is, but it's just a lot of fun to play here. It's exciting down on a big stage with the lights. That's a big deal, but this over here is just, I don't know. A little more relaxed or something like that.
Let's do this one for Wade.
Gordy.
Where's Wade?
Wade's right here by the flagpole.
There he is. This is for Wade, all right. That's Roy's grandson there, Wade. So we're going to do Rolling in My Sweet Baby's Arms.
At the amphitheater tonight until 11, and that's end of festival. Let's give them a hand again. Big hands. Okay, thank you.